Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, I was talking about a free travel guide that I received with my subscription to the LDS Church News, and it was encouraging members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to join in various tours that go to what they call the Book of Mormon lands. Yesterday, we quoted Dr. John L. Lund, who is a Mormon author and also a tour guide with this particular company that put this thing out. And he admits that no one really knows for sure where the lands of the Book of Mormon are. But he holds to the position that the Book of Mormon lands were somewhere in southern Mexico and Guatemala. It is in that area that Dr. Lund believes Nephi actually walked, and he bases that presupposition on some of the things that Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, actually taught. However, we do know, when we look at some of the statements that Joseph Smith made, that he was kind of literally all over the map, okay, pun intended. Mm-hmm. And Smith did believe that it was probably North and South America, and he also believed that a lot of the areas mentioned in the Book of Mormon were actually in the area of present-day United States. Mm-hmm. He talks about Missouri, for instance, being the place where the Garden of Eden was located. And then about 60 miles north, there's a place called Adam on Diamond, an area that the church owns today. And if you were to visit there, you would see very clearly that they believe, the church teaches, that that's where Adam and Eve fled after they left the Garden of Eden. So of course, we have the Hill Cumorah in New York, and of course, that has a lot of history with Latter-day Saints. But Dr. Lund makes this comment about Central America, but yet another thing that Dr. Lund said, what I found almost being quite humorous, is in a book called Mesoamerica and the Book of Mormon, Is This the Place? He says, many members of the church are confused about the disagreements over where the primary events of the Book of Mormon took place. This confusion is the result of well-meaning members of the church advocating three different geographical places. Adding to the confusion are contradictory statements made by some church leaders. Mm-hmm. Now, when I read that, I thought, wait a minute, I thought the church leaders were supposed to clear up all this confusion. You would think, especially when it came to something as important as the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon, that there would be some kind of evidence and a position, and the church leadership should be in on it.
Well, and as we talked about yesterday, that's why they're not, because there's so many different opinions out there for them to... They don't want to confuse people, number one, and they don't want division. And I think that's why you don't hear anything. You won't hear anything, I think, at General Conference ever, unless they want to stir up a pot.
Now, I've talked to a lot of Latter-day Saints about their personal beliefs as to where they think the Nephites actually walked. And I've heard all sorts of theories. I've heard some that are really unorthodox from some people. And I've always asked them, well, where do you get this? And it's always, well, you know, this is what the Spirit tells me, or this is my research, and this is what I think. And that's fine. But the point is, folks, is that it is not written in stone by Mormon leaders as to where these places were located. It is very controversial, even within Mormon circles. For instance, the Farms Review of Books. This is Volume 7, Number 2. It was in 1995. On page 2, this is what it said. Although consensus is growing among Latter-day Saint scholars that the geographic location for the events of the Book of Mormon was Mesoamerica, the proposition is not undisputed, nor is it official doctrine. There really is no official doctrine or no official statement that I'm aware of. Now, I do have in my possession a letter that was written by the Secretary of the First Presidency, a man by the name of Watson, where he comes out and says that the First Presidency, at least at that particular time, this was several years ago, held that the Book of Mormon lands were in New York. Now, would they hold that letter against them? Most Mormons probably wouldn't.
But wouldn't you say that in the last 10 years especially, it seems like more of the Heartland idea is with Rodney Meldrum and the Glenn Becks that are proposing this. It seems like for the lay people, especially here in Utah, it seems like we hear more of that than we hear of the scholarly Mesoamerican
idea. You're absolutely correct. So, but remember, this quotation that I just gave you was from 1995.
Well, then I think the scholars still hold to that. I think at BYU, if you were to go there and talk to those professors, I think they're all going to point that way. But it just seems like
many of them.
The lay people are seeming to, I mean, and I think it's because of the media. Because of a, I think a Glenn Beck helped a lot because he's talked a lot about this on his show.
I remember years ago when I was first starting to study Mormonism, a book that was brought to my attention was the Book of Mormon on Trial. If I remember correctly, it was a Mormon friend of mine that suggested this book. And it was written by a man by the name of Jack West. And I'll show you how long I've had this thing. I can see the price here is still $5.95 for a book this thick. It's over 245 pages. That's pretty cheap. So this probably goes back to the early 1980s when I purchased this. And this was supposed to be the big proof for me as a skeptic to believe in the Book of Mormon. And as the title says, it was like putting the Book of Mormon literally on trial. And you had a prosecuting attorney and they were asking all these questions. And this book was supposed to prove to you that the Book of Mormon was believable.
Well, what's interesting, it's filled with lots of cartoon type things, so it's very easy for somebody to go through it. So that would be made for the common layperson.
And I still hear some of the arguments in this book being used today by some Latter-day Saints. But John Sorensen wrote a letter. He was an anthropologist. He's retired now from BYU. But John Sorensen, back in 1981, wrote a letter to a man by the name of Jack Sandy and gave his opinion about this book. Why don't you read that for our listeners?
He says, "I have your letter of October 23rd covering the book by Jack H. West. I enclose a copy of a review published by me in 1976, which comments on the book. You will quickly see that my stance is highly critical. You will also find a discussion of the book by Dewey Farnsworth. I understand that people who have not had educational experience concerning archaeology could be enthusiastic about books like those of West or Farnsworth when they see these supporting the Book of Mormon in which they strongly believe. I presume the bishop who gave you the West volume would fall into this class, overcome by zeal. Nevertheless, the fact remains that those books are worse than useless because they are not reasonably close to the truth. I wish the zealots had other options open to them in the way of truthful books, but at the moment, that is a problem."
Now, that's an interesting admission here. But again, probably many Latter-day Saints have a copy of this book in their library
right now.
And as I mentioned, occasionally I do hear some Mormons using some of the arguments that are in this book. But here you have John Sorensen, who had his own ideas. He certainly believed in the Mesoamerican theory, what they call the limited geography theory. But if you're going to be honest with us, Latter-day Saints, you're going to have to admit we don't know. I mean, you can have your theories and things like that. And even the Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, now known as the Neil Maxwell Institute, used to have, at one time, they had trips going down to Central America to see supposed Book of Mormon lands. And they were pretty honest, you know, thought to be, could be, maybe, you know. They admitted that these probably were only, hopefully, the places that they thought they were. And that's the whole issue. When you go on these Book of Mormon lands tours, you go there with a huge element of faith to begin with. And you really don't know what you're looking at is really something that pertains to the Book of Mormon. They don't know. This people has kind of vanished off the face of the earth. And some Mormon leaders, I think it was Spencer Kimball, said that they numbered in the millions. And they're all of a sudden gone. Does that really happen? When I hear a lot of archaeologists talk about ancient civilizations, they say that they, if they're any size at all, they're always leaving some kind of junk behind. You're going to find it. I mean, they found, I guess one of the biggest things is to go look at where old latrines were, because people were always dropping things in there, and who would want to pick it out, except an archaeologist, you know, 2,000 years later. But they're finding things all the time, if they're real people. And yet you will not find in the museum across from Temple Square west of Temple Square in the History Museum. You won't find Nephite artifacts.
And you're not going to find everything in the Bible lands. We're not saying that at all. But as we've said before, it seems like the evidence certainly shows that the things that are talked about in the Bible, I mean, you don't have any evidence, for instance, of the Exodus, but then that's a desert. And so we would expect lots of sand to cover up any evidence of the 40 years they were there.
Let me very quickly, in the time that we have, talk about the film, The Testaments. They were showing this downtown in the Joseph Smith Memorial Building for many years. That was put together by a man by the name of Keith Merrill. There was an article on this in the Deseret News back in 2009, October 2nd, 2009, where it said LDS filmmaker Keith Merrill says he picked the background for The Testaments by default, and if he had to do it over, he would have sought locations in North America rather than Central and South America. He says, speaking Friday at the Book of Mormon Prophecies Conference at the Zermatt, and for those of you who don't live in Salt Lake area, that's a resort up in Midway, Utah, Merrill said he believes evidence supports a North American backdrop in the Promised Land for the Book of Mormon stories, wars, and visits from Jesus Christ. I know that the Book of Mormon is true, he says. I can't say I know where it all took place, Merrill said as he has addressed a packed house as the conference keynote speaker. I'm the guy who made the biggest, most expensive film the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has ever made, and I put it in the wrong place. But the church paid for that. Was the church endorsing that position? See, this is what makes me wonder. They can come out with all these contradictory statements, but then at times it seems like the church leadership is playing its hand as to where they want to kind of let you think where they think it might be. But at the same time, their cowardice will not let them come out with an official statement, because this film is really not an official statement. It's a film. And that's what most Mormons would probably say. But what do they really believe? It would be interesting to see them come out with some kind of an official statement. It would be fascinating to see if Thomas Monson would have the guts to get up behind a pulpit and say where he believes it to be.
If he's a prophet, then he should be guiding us in this way.
Well, you would think so. I don't expect that to happen, but I do find it fascinating that if you are going to go on a Book of Mormon lands tour, you have to have faith in thinking that's what you're actually going to see.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. In his second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "Pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. We at Mormonism Research Ministry hope you will likewise pray for us, that the word will go forth and be glorified. Pray for direction, as we seek the Holy Spirit's guidance as to where God wants us to focus our attention. Pray for wisdom, that we might have the right words to speak to Latter-day Saints who are struggling with their faith. Pray for the physical and spiritual health of our staff and families. Pray that, as a ministry, we are able to meet the financial obligations that naturally accompanies effective ministries. Pray for opportunities to educate fellow Christians who may not feel confident when sharing their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. We hope that you will also pray for the entire body of Christ, that all of us will have a greater love for those who are lost, and that this love will give us a sense of urgency to share the message of grace that sets the captive free."